The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Papers here, getting ready.
In your formerly nicotine-stained fingers, like Rush does, or
that's for you, Todd. The Rush reference. In the new pile, ready to go for hour number two. What's on your mind? It's the Talk Radio Town Hall Hour with Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota's one and only member of Congress. Taking your calls on any and all issues today on the program at 800-228-0550. Part of my pile shuffle here. Yeah, here it is. Wanted to have the information available on the Academy evening that is coming up tonight. The offices of Congressman Cramer, Senator Hoeven, and Senator Heitkamp posting that 5:30 until 8 p.m. So we'll have that in the pile here ready to go and talk about. Any questions that you might have? I need to spend a little time on last night's results in New York with what happened there and get Congressman Cramer's take on that as well. I saw something yesterday. It was a release or a news story quoting the Cruz campaign, in which Cruz folks were talking about having won North Dakota. And, you know, kind of concerns me a little bit that the Cruz camp is doing that. They're talking about 4.3 million votes in X amount of states and include North Dakota. And again, North Dakota is one of those states we're not voting on. So I'm a little confused by all that. In other words, and I want to talk with Congressman Cramer about the delegates. If you're an unbound delegate, how is any campaign able to say we won? Because might be a handshake or something, but I don't know what else. So I want to ask about that. But obviously there's lots of things happening in Congress and things happening as well. So welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. We are brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields, giving you choice at the pump. Filled up with the E15 the other day. A few pennies cheaper. I kind of like that. And that works, by the way, if you have a, you know, if you take E10, you don't have a flex fuel vehicle, but you can go up to E15. You have flex fuel, you can go all the way up to E85. Then you're really saving. But that choice trying to be yours, and it's there at the pump for you at PetroServe USA. Head on inside, too, and find some great deals always, including the 4-for-4 special hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here on What's On Your Mind for our weekly talk radio town hall. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Very good. So we haven't had a chance to talk about all kinds of things, the governor's race and marijuana day or whatever they call weed day or whatever.
Oh, no.
And the efforts in North Dakota to get signatures last hour. And we did not get a chance to spend a lot of time on the results of last night's primary and the win for Donald Trump there. What's your take on what happened?
Well, my take is that, Donald Trump's got his momentum back, and it's not surprising. I think there are a lot of people that sort of the stop Trump at all costs crowd were, sort of dreading that this day, thinking that maybe this would, he was done. But clearly he got his mojo back. He got some momentum back, to say the least. He exceeded even his own expectations, I think, for New York. But probably more importantly, this momentum carries into these other northeastern states that whose primaries are next Tuesday. And my sense of it is that, you know, we're at a point where, you know, after next Tuesday, 1 week from today, we'll probably be talking about some sort of inevitability unless, you know, unless there's some major stoppage that happens between now and then.
And we'd be talking about that because mathematically, at least from the majority of the delegates, the perspective for the convention, Cruz would be eliminated, right?
Yes, well, for sure that. And then plus, here's what's interesting, Scott, and as I've followed this, and I've always tried to step back a step or two when I look at things and try to view them from at least, you know, some sort of sense of reality. You know, a lot of people, as recently as last night, frankly, watching some of the TV analysis of the numbers, have these certain conditions that they place on even Donald Trump not to get into 1237. And the conditions or the analysis is based on presumptions that aren't very likely. For example, I'll give you an example. One is there's a lot of talk of Indiana and that Indiana looks like it would be Cruz country, except there's not a single poll that would illustrate that. And so and some of that might be management of expectations. But, you know, I have a pretty strong sense this is, you know, this might be after June 7th in California, he may be at 1237 or higher. And, you know, that would certainly take a lot of the angst away, I guess, going into Cleveland.
I can't put my hands on it right now, but I saw a story yesterday that talked about the states that Cruz had won with 5-some-odd million votes, and one of those states was North Dakota. So I'm wondering now, how in the world are you able to say you won a state that didn't even have a primary or a caucus, right? Now, I get that, you know, there's the delegate game, but the win and voters in the sense of North Dakota is a bit of a stretch, isn't it?
Well, it's a big stretch because, as you said, we did not have a contest, and furthermore, all of our delegates that were elected are unbound, which means their only power comes from a convention that would be contested, and why would any delegate prior to that give up their leverage or their power by being bound prior to the convention? So there's that issue. The other issue is that remembering that if Donald Trump doesn't get to 1237 through the old-fashioned way, through voters, you know, decisions, then that means he's going to be close to 1237. And that means you don't need every delegate that's unbound. You just need a few unbound delegates. And at that point, every one becomes very precious. And it just seems like one of those things. My whole point of Donald Trump is the only way to keep the party together is for us to rally around him sooner rather than later. And
if I were an unbound delegate from North Dakota or anywhere, I'd be keeping my powder dry. I'd just see how this plays out. I don't know that I would say, you know, I don't think it's fair for Cruz to claim him or Trump to claim him, right? At this point, you really don't know. And if I'm unbound, I'm probably going to go just see what my options are when I get there. Do I want to be against Trump so we can go into some second, third, fourth ballot scenario? Because he's short, and then what does that bring? Or do I want to swing and get this done and get some unity going forward? I mean, those are the kind of decisions you'd be making.
There's a lot to consider in that position. Now, that said, let me also say that if you're an activist North Dakota Republican and you worked your tail off and you got yourself elected to the convention and you're a hardcore Trump supporter or a hardcore Cruz supporter or Kasich, you know, then get on board and advocate. That's part of the beauty of this. You know, like I always like to say, I didn't seek a position of influence to be neutral. So I don't blame somebody if that's what they want to do, Scott. But at the same time, the point of being an unbound delegate is, as you're speaking, it's to have greater influence. And the longer you wait, the greater influence you have. You know, the more precious your vote becomes. It might be the one that puts it over the top, even though it counts the same as the first one.
Well, by the way, if you are a delegate from North Dakota's Republican Party, I'm searching for you. I know there's some lists out there, but I really want to invite all these people to come on and just talk about the process and talk about you know, where they're at and how they plan to approach this. I mean, have they got a candidate, like you say? Are they advocating for somebody? Are they hoping that one thing happens? Are they just on the sidelines waiting to see what the best thing for the party would be? I'd love to know, because I think it's going to be fascinating. Really, it is. Now,
they're sitting in a wonderful spot. One of the things that last night demonstrated or reminded us, probably, Scott, and that is that when, and we have to admit that New York is home, right, to Donald Trump, so we expect him to do better there. But much like Ted Cruz did in Texas and John Kasich in Ohio. But even at that, when you look at the open primary process, and when I say open primary, it's a closed primary, but open to all, you know, registered Republicans, Democrats, and the like, Donald Trump does very well in primaries, and where he doesn't do so well is in closed conventions. And I think that distinction, while not, you know, while I don't share his view that it's a corrupt system or a rigged system, it's certainly a flawed system in terms of delegates being a reflection of the will of the rank and file voter. So I do think we have to, as party people who care about the party and patriotic Republicans and patriotic Americans, have to look at that distinction and say, are we really being reflective of the rank and file Republican when we have a more of a closed process? And I'm not speaking now to the, you know, specifically the North Dakota process, but to those states who have a more closed process. And I'm not, again, I'm not beating up on the RNC either, frankly. I think the RNC rules are 150 years old.
Let's take a break here and
not change. But
back with more on this after a break. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Past the hour, rolling on with What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm hogging all the time here with Congressman Kramer. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And you can also text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. I forget where we left off on the delegate deal and the Trump race.
Yeah, I just think just the issue of unbound delegates and that the you know sort of the influence they get to have, and activism. You know, that's why we get active. So like I said, advocate like crazy if you have a favorite, and but at the same time, you know, if your goal is to is party unity versus you know ideology, or if your goal is you know positioning versus you know your favorite candidate, whatever, you know, all that stuff factors in. The thing to always keep in mind, of course, is that if a candidate gets to 1237 before the convention and you hold your cards for too long, of course, then they become not worth much. So that's all part of the game of poker, right?
And, again, all call for delegates. We want to chat with you. And Sean sends a note here, says, Scott, get a hold of Rick Becker if you want to talk to a national delegate. He got the most votes of anyone, surpassing even the governor and Attorney General Stengem. So we will do that.
That'd be great.
We'll reach out to him and the others as well, but let us know. Let's see here. We have some calls that came in during the break we can get to here as well. I should first ask you about the fact that you have a new grandchild in the family as of this
number
morning.
Number three, huh? Yep. Grandbaby number three was born this morning to Annie and Nick. Annie is our youngest daughter. And so Nico Josiah Senny was born in Bismarck this morning. I just talked to Annie a little bit ago. She's preparing to take a little nap, I think. She's pretty exhausted, but everybody's happy and healthy, and we couldn't be more pleased, of course, as Grandpa and Grandma. There's nothing quite like it.
Awesome news. That's great to hear. Go ahead and roll that, Todd, call from a listener.
How exactly do you bind a delegate? What do they put them in a cocoon or how in the world would you bind a delegate? You know, I'm not getting that picture at all. I don't get it. Thank you.
Well, that is actually a great question, because we talk in these terms, sort of like the whole Washington speak thing. And I love you. He said, I'm not getting the picture. The reality is we shouldn't paint the picture of it because it's not a physical binding. And that can conjure up all kinds of ugly images. But the reality is that what that means is that their vote, at least on the first ballot, and it's important to understand, these are state by state rules. The RNC rules require delegates' votes to be bound as a percentage of, or based on state rule, perhaps winner take all, but based on the outcome of the caucus or the primary in that particular state. And so what bound means is that you may have a favorite candidate, but you have to, as a delegation, cast a number of votes proportionate to the outcome of your primary. And some states require that same binding on for the first two ballots. Some, you know, release all the delegates to go on their own after the first one. I think all of them are after the second one into the third ballot. But so that's what bound means. Bound just means that you're obligated, not, you know, they're not chains and shackles involved or anything like that.
No harm involved. No coercion.
No waterboarding. The waterboarding begins once you're unbound. That's when all the influencing happens.
All right, here's another call, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Roll it, Todd.
Good morning. You just had Mr. Kramer talking about open primaries and how Trump has done well in those. Thinking back a few years, there was a gentleman by the name of Bob McCartney who used to run an awful lot for office, and open primaries in North Dakota seemed to run strongly and win. And then every time he got into the actual election, got his tail kicked pretty regularly. I'm not talking if there's crossovers or bunching or whatever, but what would that say about Trump and open primaries? Thank you.
I don't know if he was falling from the bottom of a pool or...
McCartney days were a bit ahead of my time. As I recall, Bob McCartney was most famous for initiated measures and getting measures on the ballots and oftentimes being very successful doing that. Certainly winning a primary is not a guarantee of winning an election, but winning a primary is certainly much more reflective of the rank and file members of your party, because it's the most inclusive process for making that determination. And what we're seeing today is a classic fight, a classic battle in at the highest levels of the Republican Party over who's best prepared and best equipped to pick the most electable candidate or the most acceptable candidate. And, you know, scientists could say, well, we've got all the data and therefore we know. But one of the things I would say about this process, Scott, and what's sort of astounded me, honestly, is there's either a tone deafness or a voluntary blindness, which I think is more likely the case of voluntary blindness, or just complete denial of something that's happening on the ground, especially in the Midwest, as you know, where I roam, that a lot of people just are ignoring, and that is that there's an unsettling anxiety about where the country's headed and, you know, how well the party's doing and what kind of leadership there is. And that's in both parties. I've had as many Democrats approach me as I've had Republicans approach me about disenfranchisement. And this word is the perfect description of a lot of people feeling like they're disenfranchised from their party. And I know some in the party would argue, yeah, but they have their opportunity to get involved by trying to become a convention delegate. But the problem with all of that is that the process is somewhat difficult to maneuver. You have to know about it. The other problem with it is that it costs money to do those kinds of things. Not everybody has the resources of time or treasure to be a delegate to a district or state, certainly to a state convention, much less a national convention. So it's a lot. You know, there's good arguments on all sides of it, but at the end of the day, winning elections is about building a majority, and I think inclusiveness is a better way to do that.
Ken in Bismarck for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, Kevin, on some of the, I think there's a chess match going on that we don't think about too much. Mitt Romney didn't come out again and talk about Trump making the delegate number attainable without some reasons for it. I think that it's an interesting thing that he's in the news again, and I think behind the scenes there will be no chess match play.
There's a little bit. That's a good point, Ken. There is some chess being played right now. I noticed that Governor Romney made comments today about there's no way for him to get there as long as both Cruz and Kasich stay in the race. I took that to mean, I think most people did, took that to be a signal to John Kasich that perhaps he should get out or we're not going to be able to stop Trump.
That signal's been sent a few hundred times in the last month. And it doesn't seem to be received.
And exactly right, Scott, because I think John Kasich lives with this fantasy that somehow he'd be the guy that emerges in the second or third ballot, that he'd be the consensus choice. I personally don't see that. I think that would be the most dangerous path we could go down, frankly. Because remember, Donald Trump's going to get close to 12-37 if he doesn't get there, starting with 17 candidates.
Hey, Ken, hang on. We'll get the rest of your answer on the other side of the break here with Congressman Kramer. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas discussing how the new Responsible Beverage Server Program can arm servers and alcohol establishments with the tools needed to help address underage drinking and reduce alcohol-related fatalities in the state.
We are trying to educate the public on their personal responsibility, but we're also working to get in with the establishments throughout the state and making sure they're doing their part. There's a few key things that we teach in our training. One is checking IDs. They're also learning signs of overconsumption and what to do. We teach there's three levels of intoxication, and we give tools on how to handle each of those. And then we also have a class specifically designed for the owners and managers of establishments. So we go over the legal implications and their social responsibility as an alcohol establishment in their community.
To learn more about reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org/RBS.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Looking over the inventory of an S&S Motors in Watford City, and I can't get up there soon enough. Check out their great variety there at S&S Motors. But here is, for instance, a 2014 Ford F-150 Platinum. Man, is that thing nice. That is $41,995, only 10,000 miles on it. If he's like new, here's a 2014 Ford F-150 Lariat, $39,995, 28,000 miles on it. That one's gas. Really, really nice. There's some great vehicles. Check it out, snsmotorsinc.com. And again, they have a buying service. Basically, what are you looking for? They'll go find it for you and get you a better price than you get anywhere else. I love doing that. Call them at 701-444-2341. Stop and see them, 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford. Tell them Scott sent you at S&S Motors in Watford City. So Ken from Bismarck was asking about Romney's comments and the chess match going on right now, and we had to go to break, so I'll let you finish your answer.
It's all about blocking Trump. So Romney used to say, you know, Kasich should stay in there. And I want to say Romney. He's a symbol of a lot of things. But, you know, so there's, you know, they used to say Kasich stay in. That prevents Trump from getting to 50% plus one. Now they're saying, you know, Kasich get out, that's their only chance of stopping Trump from getting to, you know, 50% plus one. That train left the station, in my view. And I think the thing is, what's sort of ironic about this is that Ted Cruz is being used as the guy to stop him, but believe me when I tell you, Ted Cruz is not the pick of the establishment to be that third or fourth or fifth ballot winner. That's not the way it shapes up, in my mind, but that's
I think loyal, you know, rank and file Republicans say, hey, I can live with Ted Cruz. I can live with Donald Trump at this point. Let's pick a winner. Let's go. Never Hillary. Right.
And I think that's exactly where we are. And we're at that decision point in these other northeastern states like Rhode Island and Delaware and Connecticut. You know, Pennsylvania are going to have the next shot at making that statement. We'll see how.
And meanwhile, the establishment types are saying, hey, never Trump, and we're using Cruz to stop Trump, and then we might pull some rabbit out of our hat, you know.
And it's just a silly notion, Scott, because if they go that route, and believe me, you do not have to love Ted Cruz or Donald Trump to understand. The risk of that is blowing up the party. I mean, absolutely blowing up the party. I don't just mean losing the presidency this next election. I'm talking about 30% of Republicans going away. And, you know, so that to me, we are at a point where we need to help our front runner be the best candidate that they can be.
Where is Paul Ryan in all this these days?
Well, Paul's interesting because Paul is very busy running the House of Representatives, sending out very good talking points, conservative solutions to what ails America. He's communicator extraordinaire, you know, especially on the conservative messages. In the process of doing that, he speaks in very aspirational tones, as we know. And, of course, a lot of people confuse that for, campaign speech for presidency, and he's pretty made it pretty clear that he's not interested in being the Republicans' candidate for president. He does have a tendency when he's doing all of that, of course, to sort of chastise the presidential candidates, try to lead them to more aspirational talk than this fight. The problem with that is, of course, the presidential candidates are in a battle with each other, and that's the way politics is. You know, sometimes it's hard to watch, but that's politics. And so I think it's somewhat, while it's well-intentioned, I think it's not necessary. The thing we should do is just be rallying around, who we believe in. And at this point, I believe that should be the front runner so that we can make Donald Trump the best Republican candidate we can make him.
Larry Fargo, question for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead. Are you there, Larry?
Oh, yes. Congressman Kramer, regarding Donald Trump, you know, it seems like we'd be replacing a socialist dictator in Obama with a little more moderate dictator in Trump. Neither of them had any government leadership track record. Obviously, on Trump's side, he's claiming he's a great business leader, yet he's gone, had a number of his independent businesses go through bankruptcy. Where do you see Donald Trump really having a consistent strength as a leader?
Sure, that's a great question, Larry, because there's no doubt that one of his strengths as a politician is the generalities that he speaks in. A lot of political people criticize that because they want more specifics, more detail, and yet I think his communication strength is as a generalist. I would say as an executive he has some strengths, and this is something that I actually explored quite a bit with people who know him, and that is his ability to put together a good cabinet, people that are committed to helping him, that have good experience, that would that he would yield to, if you will, or at least that he would. Who he'd take advice from. That said, I do think one of the things that the country is clearly crying out for is somebody with a little less government experience, if you know what I mean, and that's become part of the battle cry that I think a lot of the professional politicians are ignoring. So I certainly don't think he's a silver bullet by any stretch. I would say this, though. You talked a little bit about the dictatorial personality of President Obama, and certainly Trump talks in those very unilateral tones. Right now, to undo much of what Barack Obama's done will require a very strong executive. And to Ted Cruz's credit, he's said the same types of things, that whatever he can legally undo on the first day, they're going to undo them with all the rigor and vigor that Obama put them into place, things like executive orders and illegal and unconstitutional executive orders. That said, Larry, what I think his strength would be looking to people like to members of Congress who have some experience, looking to a good cabinet that has some experience. He's already asked me, for help on energy policy. He's asked others for help in healthcare policy, others of my colleagues. So, I think he's preparing to be that sort of executive that leans heavily on those that have the right experience, while he carries an overriding philosophy that would govern more like you and I would agree with.
Appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you. Let's roll one of the calls that's coming off air. Todd, roll.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What's on your mind? Anyway, all these politicians, every one of them that speaks, they're always speaking in a way that they're protecting their power. They use all kinds of slippery words. They won't admit to anything. They won't stand on anything. They won't stand on the truth. They won't make a stand. And they're very deceitful. They're very deceitful. I don't understand these type of people. I don't know. Sometimes you wonder how they can live with themselves, They can't make a stand. They won't make a stand on anything. They won't. They're just, it's just unreal.
All right. Didn't give you a lot specifically to respond to there in the way of examples, but kind of a general view of
I think the caller is expressing what a lot of people feel,
Yep.
I will say, though, I find it a little amusing that he said politicians won't take a stand, and he didn't give a single example of a stand he takes. So that was a little intriguing to me. But I get it. I get his sentiment that, you know, he's frustrated. But I hope that people don't say that about me, because I'll tell you one thing, Scott. You know, my taking a stand for a presidential candidate is pretty rare in Congress. I shouldn't say rare, but there aren't probably a dozen of us right now that do that, because it's safer not to. It's much safer to be neutral. But I always say I didn't seek a position of influence to be neutral, and I don't waste political capital. In fact, I don't even store it for very long before I try to use it on something that matters.
Is there a closet or somewhere, you know, a RAM you can use?
Yeah, it's political capital storage closet.
There you go. It's in an iCloud. Mike in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Kevin, I was wondering if people from Lake China have brought it to your attention, you know, the problems they're having out there with the Bureau of Land Management and the decisions they've made to move a lot of the cabins out there that happen to be usually trailer houses. People are going to have to move their trailer houses off of there, and they've got no guarantee that they can even use that property again themselves.
Well, I'm very familiar with the issue, absolutely. And and we've intervened many times with the Bureau, as Senator Hoeven. I'd have to go back and research to see where we are in the process. But I think the last thing I recall is that the final decision has been made, and there's a transition over the course of the next however many years to move the cabins further from the water on permanent infrastructure or you know the type of infrastructure you put them on. And I think the issue is, of course, high water and flooding and the possibility of the trailers or the cabins being taken into the lake, and it's arguable certainly that whether that would be possible, much less likely. But as I recall, the legal standing is a pretty big challenge. So I'm a little bit fuzzy on the details right now, because it's probably been 6-7 months since we've dealt with it. But we're very involved in it.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Amy and Mandan for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Amy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I have a question here. With all the tax cuts and, I mean, the budget issues we have with North Dakota, wouldn't it help that we get rid of that tax exempt for Montana residents to here to shop in North Dakota? I mean, we don't get that when we go to other states and stuff. Wouldn't that help save us a lot of money with all that tax exempt?
Okay, Amy. Well, first of all, that's obviously not a congressional or federal issue. However, let me give you some background on it, having been a former state official and at one point even the tourism director. When that exemption for Montana sales tax, and by the way, and that might have even changed since I worked in state government, but we had something similar, or used to have something similar with Canadian shoppers as well, where we'd provide a rebate or a return, if you will, based on sales tax revenue. And in the days that those bills were passed, we were a state that was trying to attract shoppers, right? Trying to attract visitors and shoppers. In the case of some of the border cities, like, well, Williston, and I call it border cities, but Williston, Medora, Dickinson, Bowman, Hedinger, that area where they're closer to some population bases on the other side of the border, that was quite attractive. First of all, I doubt that that's that big of an attraction, if it ever was that big of an attraction. My feeling is I doubt as much of one. And I do think you're right. It discriminates against their own citizens. And it's probably, if that's still a policy, I would suggest you talk to your legislator about that.
See what that'd be the recourse there, Amy, is to talk to a legislator that represents you there in Mandan. Appreciate the call very much. Short break. Back with our final segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Last chance to get a question or comment in here at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th through the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Energy and innovation capital of the North Dakota is Tioga, one of our fine sponsors, one of our top 10 towns today on What's on Your Mind. We thank the good folks there for bringing you our special broadcast today on What's on Your Mind. And thank them for their sponsorship, and including the good folks at the Mainstay Suites in Tioga. Great place to stay. Tioga Medical Center, Tioga Ace Hardware, Sheldon Welding, and our friends at Hess. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer, final segment on the Talk Radio Town Hall, and a bunch of calls waiting here, so we're going to try to go as quickly as we can with the quick questions, quick answers to get you all in. Let's go to Harvey, North Dakota. First up, Lowell, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Lowell.
Yes, yes. I made an observation. It was the first time that I was to a national GOP convention. for the presidential. And what impressed me was so much about it was that we recognized God from the very first outset. And as we had a lady that prayed at the beginning of it, and she recognized God and asked for our proceedings, and then we continued with other things, and we said the Lord's Prayer, and then a person got killed over with a heart attack. And we then, the governor asked everybody to pray, and this gentleman came back to us. And then we heard Dr. Carson speak about why he was supporting Donald Trump. And he made a reference to him as being Daniel and Donald Trump being Nebuchadnezzar. And I can see why he would support him that way. But I would also like to comment on that he had, if you know your Bible, that Nebuchadnezzar rebelled at that point, and he became a wild man. But I can see why he would support him, and I would like to get the take on Mr. Cramer, Congressman Cramer, on that point.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for the reference, and I agree. I found it very encouraging to have so much reference to faith and spiritual things at our convention. And people should know in the House of Representatives, we do it every day, and in our Republican conference, we open every conference with prayer. Sometimes we go into extended prayer, as a matter of fact, or that where we, especially when we have a big decision, a whole bunch of us will participate, and it's really quite heartwarming. With regard to Donald Trump, and I think Dr. Carson's support of him, and I've spoken with Dr. Carson a lot about this. For people of faith, it's sometimes a bit of a struggle because let's face it, Donald Trump does not have the type of faith expression that a lot of evangelicals have, or even that a lot of mainstream Christians might have. But we also know that by personal experience, he's quite open to it, and he's seeking it. But most importantly is if he gets elected, he will protect our religious liberties in this country. And by the way, so will Ted Cruz, and people should know that. I will say this. I was disappointed in John Kasich's answer on the issue of religious liberty at one of the last debates when he said, well, religious liberty is important for churches and church organizations, but if you want to be a baker and do business, do commerce, you need to acquiesce to the laws of the state. Took care of him for me, as far as I was concerned. He thought religious liberty only applies to churches, not to individuals. So, you know, Christ once, you know, told his disciples to be gentle as doves and clever as serpents, and it takes some savvy to be good at politics, even to protect your own Christian liberties.
Well, thanks for the call and pointing out a couple of things that haven't been pointed out here before. So appreciate that very much. Quick questions here, troops, and quick answers from Cameron, if we can. Dan, West Fargo, go ahead.
Hi, it's Sam. But hi, Scott. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Sam.
I'm a conservative. I used to identify as a Republican. I don't anymore. And my frustration is, you know, whatever the issue is, whether it's Obamacare, Obama executive orders, mm-hmm. or just budget issues or whatever. You know, I understand there's a lot of fights that we'll probably lose, but, you know, I'm a news junkie, and I don't even see swings taken. I don't even see us engaging in the fight, and that's what's frustrated me. You get all kinds of promises during campaign season, but you know, it seems like once the election's over, the gloves go back on, and it's kid gloves.
Well, I will tell you, I think there are a lot of us here and a lot of others that are frustrated, especially with the Senate and their inactivity on so many issues. But that said, we did pass an Obamacare repeal, largely Obamacare repeal, because we have the Senate, and we were able to do it through reconciliation, put it on the president's desk, and he vetoed it. We passed a defunding of Planned Parenthood, put it on the president's desk, he vetoed it. We passed a number of other bills, of course, the Clean Power Plan repeal, he vetoed it. All kinds of things that we can't control his veto. But the problem with a lot of that stuff is that he gets all the news because he's the president, and for us it's a one-day news cycle. We put it on his desk, he vetoed it. We've cut the EPA budget back to, 1989 levels now. 1989, that's a long time ago. And we don't get much credit for that because, of course, he's still the president.
Keep fighting.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. Yeah, Lauren and Bismarck, Lewis in Northwestern North Dakota. Sorry we didn't get to you. Call back on a future program. Congressman Kramer, congratulations on the new grand baby.
Yeah.
Way to go. Nothing's more important than that.
Very happy.
God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. I'm talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.